Welcome to Talking Politics. I'm AJ Feather. First, we have a commentary from Professor Terry Smith. Then we'll hear from statewide political reporter Eli Oakley about some spending that's a little bit out of the ordinary in a Cole County judicial race. Here's Terry Smith.
A prominent local Republican was a guest speaker in the political science class I teach at Columbia College. One of my students asked him why he was a Republican. He said his ancestors had settled in Boone County in the early 19th century and many fought in the Civil War, which was a particularly brutal and nasty affair in Missouri, think Syria and Iraq with 1860s medical care. Some of his ancestors fought in the Battle of Centralia, whose sesquicentennial we observe on September 27. He said that there are many old families in Boone County who have been Democrats or Republicans for 150 years, depending on the color of the uniform their ancestors wore at Centralia that day in 1864. In 1968, I worked a summer job on a grounds maintenance crew. The driver of our truck often enlightened us on his jaundiced and extremely conservative views of anyone not like him, an older white male. So when I asked him whom he planned to vote for in the upcoming presidential election, this was the notorious 1968 election with the liberal Democrat Hubert Humphrey, the conservative Republican Richard Nixon, and the segregationist Southerner George Wallace, I was very surprised when he said he was going to vote for Humphrey. He said that in 1935, when his father was out of work and the family was going hungry, Franklin Roosevelt created jobs and his father went back to work and Roosevelt was a Democrat and Humphrey is a Democrat, so I'm voting for Humphrey. My co-worker had not had to think about politics for 33 years. All he had to know was, who's the Democrat? Voting and partisanship are changing in very interesting ways. People still vote Democratic or Republican because, in most places, those are their only serious choices. But fewer people claim to be Democrats or Republicans. In fact, fewer than half of all millennials, the 18 to 35 age cohort, identify with any party at all. But there is a great sorting, to use the title of a good book about this phenomenon, among those who still claim partisanship. There are far fewer conservative Democrats, like my former coworker, and liberal Republicans are cited less often than Elvis. Fascinatingly, this is in part because people are moving to cities, towns, and neighborhoods of like-minded neighbors. Affluent, middle-class, and poor neighborhoods are becoming political ghettos, with everyone tuned to Fox and Rush Limbaugh and, down the road, tuned to MSNBC and Democracy Now!, the War and Peace Report. Add to the great sorting the redistricting processes that create congressional and state legislative districts dominated by one party, and you have policymakers without much incentive to be moderate or reach out to people in the other party. Republicans have become America's conservative party, and Democrats have become America's liberal party more than in any time in our history, which, for the two parties, goes back to the 1850s. I don't know if the good old days of tracing your partisanship back to a Civil War battle or to your dad's public works job were better, but what we got now ain't good. This is Terry Smith.
I'm here with Eli Oakley of Politico. He is a contributor to the Joplin Globe and Politico. What happened with this $100,000 coming into a judge's race in Cole County?
You know, it's an insane amount of money, AJ. So last week, let's back up a little bit here. Last week, this organization, it's a national organization based out of Washington, D.C., put $100,000 into its Missouri PAC. The group's called the Republican State Leadership Committee. And their whole goal is to help elect Republicans at down ballot races. So they'll put money into secretaries of state and lieutenant governors. And just this year, actually, they launched a judicial function within the organization to focus on getting judges elected at the state level. And so their first spending in Missouri this year was $100,000. They put into their state PAC, and that money was moved the next day into Brian Stumpy's campaign down there in Jefferson City. And that's a lot of money in a judicial race in a place like this, AJ. Prior to that, he had raised $900. He gets $100,000 last week. And then this weekend, the organization moved another $100,000 into its PAC that they told me yesterday that they were going to put into his campaign as well. So this is $200,000 in the final month into a judicial race in Cole County.
Why is someone putting so much effort into unseating a Democratic judge in Cole County?
You know, it's one of the most important courts in the state. because it holds the seat of government. You know, it's the size of Cole County. It's not a huge population. There's not a ton of people there. But what makes this the most important judicial seat in the state, or one of them, is the fact that it holds the seat of government. And because of that, a lot of these ballot initiatives go through this court before they can make it to the ballot for voters to see. So you've got these big donors who've been spending a lot of money recently, people like Rex Sinkfield, whose lawyers argue before this court almost every election cycle. There's other big donors who've contributed to this fund as well, who have got a lot at stake here if in this judicial race.
All right, so Sinkfield's become sort of a controversial character, yeah. And you were talking about how the money sort of filtered down into Stumpy's campaign. Can you explain how Sinkfield might have contributed?
Right. Well, they say Sinkfield hasn't, and the only public money that has been that is known that he's given to this group came in October of 2012. Now, the reason we don't know where the money is coming from is because the Republican State Leadership Committee is actually a 501c4 nonprofit group, which means they don't have to report their numbers like a political campaign does, because they use it for, quote, educational spending on helping voters understand races. And so they've been able to kind of secretly move this money from whoever gave it to them in Washington to their Missouri PAC, and then from their Missouri PAC to this judicial candidate. It probably won't be until after the election, actually, that we know who it was that put in this money. There's some ideas floating around out there, but we really won't know until after Election Day.
So hasn't Pat Joyce been on the court for a while now?
She's been there for a while. In fact, she's one of the last standing Democrats on the court. And kind of progressively in recent years, Republicans have kind of doubled down on these races just because they've realized the importance they have statewide as sort of a barrier between a ballot initiative getting on the ballot. So Pat Joyce is the last soldier standing for the Democratic Party on that bench. I asked Roy Temple yesterday, he's the chairman of the Missouri Democratic Party, whether they were going to put up some last-minute money, too, for Pat Joyce, because she's only raised $32,000 this cycle. That amount of money sort of makes sense for this size of a seat. $200,000 is quite a bit of money, and she's got a lot of work in this next month to combat that.
It is part of the reason that all this money has flowed, to this race in particular, because there aren't any high-ticket races?
That's one idea. You know, Tom Schweik has no opponent. He's a state auditor here. No major party opponent. So there's a lot of money to be spent elsewhere. I know whenever the most interesting race in the state is a Cole County judge race or a St. Louis County executive race, you know it's a pretty quiet year. So that means these donors are probably having a quiet year too.
Thank you for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is AJ Feather with Eli Oakley, and that's it for Talking Politics this week.